And the industry has created nearly a quarter of a million new jobs.
We refuse to let Detroit go bankrupt. I bet on American workers and American ingenuity, and 3 years later, that bet is paying off in a big way.
Critics note, however, that the GM bailout came at taxpayer expense and salvage unions while wiping out the investments of private investors in GM. In this week's Republican address, U.S. congressional candidate Mark Wayne Mullen says his party's come up with ways to help businesses, but Democrats didn't move on them.
Unfortunately, these job bills have died in the Democrat-led Senate. Democrat leaders won't act, and President Obama hasn't pressed them to do so.
This is SRN News.
660 AM, The Answer.
Live from the studios of 660 AM, The Answer, this is DFW Healthy Living, featuring helpful and insightful commentary about how to live a healthy lifestyle. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphaeus and his guests discuss non-pharmaceutical, non-surgical approaches to healthcare. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Healthy Living. Now here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Show. This is your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of Southlake, Texas. If you've just joining us for the first time, we want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen to us. Our goal here at the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show is to help you live a healthy lifestyle, the lifestyle you're intended to live. So joining me is the great Mark Dorner, Dr. Mark Dorner of Affordable Chiropractic in Denton.
Great to be here, Dr. Nymphaeus. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you had a great week over there in Denton.
We did. We had a very up week. Our new special that I think you're running at your practice as well, new patient exam and first treatment for $12.95 is a hit.
And excellent.
I think we had 50 or 60 new patients this week.
That's it. That's what we call guy why, right?
Get in on it.
Get in on it. And, of course, joining us is the great Doug Rake, the greatest attorney in the galaxy of Haney, Rake, and Repass. Doug, welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show.
Well, thank you, Brian. And let me tell you what our law firm is trying to do for y'all guys. We are trying to send clients bills that are so large that when they pick up the paper, it hurts their backs and they have to come see y'all.
Yeah, we never want anybody to have a hurt back, but you know, if you do, we'd love to take care of it.
Well, we're just trying to do our best to help y'all out.
Absolutely. And we'll talk a little about some more stuff that you might be able to help everybody out with in just a minute, if you don't mind. And also, the great Kevin Stewart, the greatest research assistant in the world.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brian. As always, it is great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. And we've got a great show planned for you. We're going to talk about some men's health issues. We're going to specifically talk about exercise, because exercise for men, especially for men, is vital to our mental state, to our physical state, and how it's tied into our emotional state as well. We've got a great show for you guys today. And when it comes to exercise, I think a lot of times, especially as men, we tend to think of exercise in a different manner than women do, because we think of getting bulky and getting huge muscles, but it's a lot more than that. There's a neurological component, correct, Dr. Dorner?
That's right, and there's a hormonal factor we need to get into, too.
Absolutely, and Kevin, as you know, because Kevin, you're training as a bodybuilder, you're getting ready for a new season, so you know the mental aspect that goes into how you look in the mirror, correct?
It's very big, and that's something I've just found out recently for myself, is you have to be there mentally as well as physically.
We talked in a prior show about that people did a visualization program where they actually watched people working out and visualized themselves performing the exercises. They received 70% of the benefit of the people actually doing the exercise.
There are so many neurological triggers, it's incredible. I tend to not be able to work out by osmosis, but it's there. The studies are there. So the other thing I want to talk about is the emotional state that comes along with the hormonal changes that occur when we don't work out. And we're going to touch on a topic called estrogen dominance. And estrogen dominance occurs in a lot of men where our testosterone and estrogen levels will get out of balance, if you will. And instead of testosterone dominating us, which is the defining hormone for a man, we start to have more estrogen in the body. And so that estrogen dominance leads us to have a different thought process. And that different thought process leads us, kind of away from how men were technically designed to act.
That's correct. Now, let's tie it all together. We have exercise, which sets off a chemical cascade through the Krebs cycle, which sets off a hormone cascade to maintain good testosterone levels. And you have a blood chemistry that's all put into motion with exercise that's very favorable for men's health. So when you do the exercise, both cardiac, aerobic, and anaerobic exercise, you're stimulating the Krebs cycle, increasing pituitary output of the stimulation of testosterone production, and the blood chemistry is favorable towards testosterone and not estrogen conversion.
Absolutely. And on the flip side of that, for a lot of us that have day jobs that we don't get to work out on a regular basis, or we come home and we think we're too tired to work out, we tend to, on the average American male, and male and female, I guess, every year the stats show we're gaining about a pound of body fat per year.
So we start having man boobies and acting like we're about ready to start our periods.
That's exactly what tends to happen. And what goes along with that is we have more visceral fat, fat around the midline, around the midsection, and that visceral fat tends to lead us into more estrogen dominance because fat cells are not just inactive. They're very much like their own little endocrine organ. And so when you build up and have more and more fat cells and fat cells that are larger, it leads you to start acting a different manner.
And the fat stimulates the activity of aromatase, an enzyme converting testosterone into estrogen. So it becomes a vicious cycle. Once you reach a tipping point, your visceral fat is high, aromatase activity increases, lowering your blood testosterone, increasing estrogens. You start having the estrogen dominant features, softening of the face, hair and nail problems, hair falling out, dowager formation.
And like Doug just said, we start thinking a different thought process. We start acting a different way, and then we start doing things that are less and less masculine, if you will. And this is also magnified by some of the foods we're eating. Correct, Kevin?
Oh, 100%. A lot of people don't realize that a diet that's high in soy can wreak total havoc on your endocrine system, especially if you're a male.
Absolutely. Not only that, but genetically modified foods.
Oh, certainly.
Genetically modified foods have been proven in rats to lead to sterility. They lead to sterility by decreasing the testosterone production. There are so many different things that we do that inadvertently cause us to act as men to act in a more feminine type of manner. And then we start dressing differently. We start looking at things differently. We start worrying about things in a different manner. And it's a negative spiral. And so we're going to talk about exercise and how we can dig ourselves out of this pit that we have inadvertently climbed right into.
Now, Brian, I know that you're going to get into this in detail, but let me tell you an urban myth out there that you can hear in any gym that you walk into. And that urban myth is that if you're exercising and you want the exercise to, amongst the other benefits, increase your natural testosterone level, you can only do that by lifting heavy weights. That if you're on an exercise cycle where what you're really doing is lifting a bunch of lighter weights, a bunch of reps, and you're getting a cardiac exercise, you're riding a stationary bike or what have you, that does nothing to generate to increase testosterone levels. Testosterone levels only come from lifting heavy weights.
That is not true at all. I know you knew this already, but that is absolutely not true. Increasing testosterone through exercise for a male can happen in just as simple as walking. It's the motion that is so very important and the amount of time we spend doing it.
And that urban myth arises from a factual backing up of the Krebs cycle with high lactic acid production. So the myth is you have to lift heavy weight. If you exercise even cardiovascular activity to the point of lactic acid burn or muscle burn, you're still backing up the Krebs cycle and causing a backup of arginine, ornithine, stimulates the pituitary, you got more testosterone.
Absolutely. So let's break down a few of the benefits of exercise. We've got a few minutes here before the first break. We're going to break down some of the benefits of exercise. We're going to improve cardiovascular strength. We are going to decrease blood pressure. We're going to increase vitality. We are going to increase longevity. We're going to get better rest. These are things that are proven scientifically to happen. Cholesterol goes down. Right now, we are so medicated, over-medicated on cholesterol medications. We are over-medicated on blood pressure medications. And exercise, oh, by the way, has been proven to decrease blood pressure. It decreases stress. So all of these are functions or byproducts of exercise, and they work in a far superior manner than drugs.
One other thing I'd like to add to your list is the sensory input of doing the exercise is actually maintenance to the brain.
Absolutely, and we're going to talk about that coming up as well.
What I was going to say is exercise is the best antidepressant, and you talk about a medication that's over-prescribed now. It's antidepressants. As a matter of fact, not with respect to people y'all's age, but when you get to my age, one in three men are on antidepressants, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't be on those antidepressants if they regularly exercise.
Absolutely, and that's one of the byproducts of not exercising. That's one of the byproducts of estrogen dominance. Is you tend to have those depressive thoughts. And then those depressive thoughts lead people to think, oh, there's something wrong with me. And then modern medicine has a drug for everything. And then the side effect that ruins the health even further.
Doc, before we get to the break, I wanted to recognize one of our sponsors, Phoenix Company Credit Repair, is actually offering up a special for the radio listeners, which is your first month's free.
At Phoenix Company Credit Repair?
If you need a mortgage, you need a car, call Phoenix Company Credit Repair at 214-227-9644.
You guys are listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. We'll be right back after a few short messages. We're going to keep you healthy as long as possible. Thank you for listening.
This is 660 AM, The Answer. Bill Bennett explains the impact of Paul Ryan on the Romney ticket.
Now, the Ryan factor has not seemed to have translated to larger numbers for the Republicans from independents. But it has done two other things that I think are remarkably interesting. One, it's dramatically increased enthusiasm among the base. People love Ryan. Second, he's not a poison pill.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America, weekday mornings at 5, right before the all-new Mark Davis Show at 7, on 660 AM, The Answer.
It's Baylor Bears football, right here on 660 AM, The Answer. John Morris and J.J. Joe bring you every bone-jarring hit and sensational touchdown as Baylor competes for a Big 12 title. Later this evening, the Bears are home at Floyd Casey Stadium in Waco to take on the Horned Frogs of TCU. Pre-game at 5:30 with the kickoff at 6. It's Baylor and TCU, right here on 660 AM, The Answer. Your home for Baylor Bears football.
Hey, it's Mark Davis. I hope my show always makes you smile. But when you smile, are you confident about that smile? Do you like what you see in the mirror? If not, let me send you to my friend Britt Phillips. It's cosmetic dentistry like nothing you've ever seen. If you've got chips, cracks, yellowed teeth, a smile that's just not that great, you want to be proud of your smile. Let me send you to Britt Phillips DDS. It's cosmetic dentistry with great customer service, great guy, great practice, great results. Porcelain veneers so your teeth are as white as you want them to be. Implants to fill in those gaps. Are you still doing bridges and dentures? What is this, the 1960s? Let's step up and get biting with confidence, smiling with confidence. It's Britt Phillips DDS, B-R-I-T, Phillips with two L's, BrittPhillipsDDS.com. And then call 817-361-1999. 817-361-1999. Bite with confidence, smile with pride. BrittPhillipsDDS.com. 817-361-1999.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too. Huffines has it. Also in McKinney, we'll prove it to you.
And when it comes to a hassle-free buying experience, Huff Hines has it. Since 1924, Huff Hines has provided the people of North Texas with a great selection and everyday low prices. All while you choose from Huff Hines' Texas-sized selection of Chevrolet, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Hyundai, Kia, Subaru, and worry-free certified pre-owned vehicles. And all from the only winner ever of the Consumer's Choice Award for Auto Dealership Group of the Year. In Plano, see Ray Huff Hines Chevrolet, Huff Hines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Huff Hines Hyundai. In Denton, see Huff Hines Kia Subaru. In Louisville, see Huff Hines Chevrolet and Huff Hines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And in McKinney, see Huff Hines Hyundai and Huff Hines Kia. Or just click it and pick it at HuffHines.net. Huff Hines.
660 AM. The Answer.
DFW Healthy Living continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within, the
right. Welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for health and wellness information. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, and we have got this show, and really all month long, we're talking about men's health, because men get ignored on a regular basis, because men ignore things until there's a problem. Then we will think about doing something until it gets really bad, then we'll do something. So what we're trying to do is help men shift our conscious thoughts, and let's be a little bit more proactive about it. Because the more proactive we can become, the better we're going to be at a lot of different things. Do we all agree on that?
Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So we're talking about how exercise is really, it's fuel for the mind, body, and spirit. It's not just for building muscles, although that is a pretty cool side effect. But it really is fuel for the body. It's fuel for the brain. It's fuel for the emotional side as well. And one of the other things that's very important is how we eat. Because I believe that we have to eat to compete for everything in life. Whether it just be your job, raising kids, living life, you have to eat properly. One of the things, if you've ever heard me talk about before when it comes to eating, is milk. Milk is kind of a hot topic around the Nymphaeus household, and we talk about it on a regular basis at the office. And there's a difference between the typical gallon of milk you get at the grocery store that's been pasteurized versus raw milk. And so I've always talked about this and promoted it, but until recently, I never knew where to get raw milk. And there's a lot of legislation coming down because the government's cracking down. They don't want any random person selling raw milk because they're afraid of the contaminants, which is understandable. That's why several generations ago, they started pasteurizing milk. But the lovely Mrs. Nymphaeus and I, we took a trip out to the Circle N Dairy Farm, which is in Lindsay, Texas, which is just west of Gainesville. And this place is beautiful. I mean, they got cows all over, completely organic, completely grass-fed, a beautiful farm out there. And oh, by the way, that's where you can get raw dairy from, raw milk, right? And you can see the cows there. It's beautiful. So we got some raw milk. We got some eggs while we were there, and it was fantastic. Not to shamelessly promote a place that I just went and saw, but there's a difference between raw milk because there's so much more protein in raw milk. The cows are not pumped up with hormones, and that is a big, big deal. Dr. Darner, you are a big proponent of not consuming a lot of foods that have hormones already pre-built into it, aren't you?
And that's right. And let's talk about what occurs when you do imbibe a hormone ingested piece of meat, or in this case, liquid meat, milk. So you're hormones that are in the food matriculate into the blood system. If that hormone enters into the liver, we get the liver being taxed, which relates back to a stressed out liver, which is responsible for removing excess estrogens from the blood. Now we're back in our testosterone reduced male. The more hormone laden milk you consume, you're actually lowering your testosterone levels. You're elevating your estrogen levels.
Absolutely. So getting raw milk right literally from the cow is a good thing to get.
And delicious.
Absolutely. Yeah. So anyway, so I want to thank everybody at the Circle N Dairy Farm for providing us, for having the milk that we could buy there.
When you say it's delicious, I don't believe I've ever tasted raw milk.
Oh, it's so sweet. It's like ice cream.
So, yeah, so it tastes more like ice cream? It's sweeter? Does it taste richer?
I wouldn't say it tastes like ice cream. that might be false advertising towards the raw milk, but it definitely tastes better than your typical milk that you get from the store.
And it's sweeter, would you say it's sweeter?
Yeah, it's sweeter.
Creamier and sweeter.
It has a fuller taste to it. Absolutely. So one of the other things that's important for men is exercise. And we talked about how it's nourishment for the body, mind, and soul. And one of the other things that I don't think most people fully understand is that every time we move a joint, it neurologically stimulates the brain. Motion is the fastest stimuli in the body, correct?
There's three that are on the top shelf. Motion, looking at people's faces, and an orgasm.
Oh, hey, this is a PG show. Oh, okay. Make sure you're married before you do that third one. Speaking,
you're bleeping me out again.
Speaking of love, I got to tell you guys a quick little story here. So, Doug, you may know that I have a breakfast taco obsession. I love the breakfast taco. And Doug and I have discovered it, and I followed along. I discovered it, and I turned Doug onto it as well. There's a place in Southlake called the Silver Spoon. So they have really good breakfast tacos. And it's a bakery, but all I ever get are the breakfast tacos. So I get breakfast tacos on a regular basis. And so a lot of times, Kevin, not only is he a great assistant, rehab assistant, he will pick up my breakfast tacos for me. So it's become almost part of his job description. He picks up my breakfast tacos. So one day I'm thinking to myself, man, that's really awesome of Kevin that he goes out of his way to help me out. Because a lot of times, Doug, you know, and Dr. Darner, I forget, and he'll remind me, hey, would you like a breakfast taco? I'm thinking, great idea. It's perfect timing, Kevin. So, and I'm thinking he's doing all this picking up of the breakfast tacos just out of the goodness of his heart, because he doesn't eat the breakfast taco with me. It's just me by myself. So lo and behold, I have come to discover that the real reason young Kevin is picking up my tacos on a regular basis is because he thinks the girl at the Silver Spoon is beautiful.
What's her name?
Oh, what is her name?
I have no idea what her name is.
A wiggle and a walk and a giggle and a talk.
Unbelievable.
Doth surely make the world go round.
I just enjoyed the scenery.
So, Kevin, thanks for picking up my tacos, even though Helen likes breakfast tacos, too. Maybe you should get him to pick up your tacos, too. Oh, now, is that racist? Oh, okay. So maybe you should say it over the year next time we're having a conversation, Helen. It sounds like I'm talking to myself in here.
Brian is talking to himself again.
I'm just asking random questions.
And giving different answers each time.
Okay, so for those of you who weren't privy to Helen in the studio there, she's our producer. Thanks for doing all the technical work back there, Helen. Yes, yes. And Helen, chirping in my ear, chirping in all of our ears here, says that she loves breakfast tacos. But she says she loves them because she's Mexican. And then I said, oh, is that racist? You got to ask nice. Once in a while. Okay, so let's get back on track, because we're talking about men's health issues here. And it's good for the mind and body to see a beautiful woman, right, Dr. Darner?
That is correct.
Kevin would agree, because Kevin really likes picking up tacos.
I would 100% agree.
All right, Doug?
There with you. I'm gonna go pick up a couple of breakfast tacos when I leave here.
All right. Technically, at Silver Spoon, they stopped serving the breakfast tacos at 11.
Oh, I just thought the beautiful women were wherever you got breakfast tacos. You have to go to the Silver Spoon.
You have to go to the Silver Spoon to see
them. Doggone it.
Yeah, that's all right, though. I'm sure there are other places where cute people work.
Well, that's the only reason you go to Starbucks in the morning, so. I know, because that's the only reason I'm there.
Yes, yes. That scooter.
It's not the cost of the coffee.
Okay, let's talk more about exercise. Ah, we're getting off track. This happens once in a while.
It does.
Over here at the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. Heard live every Saturday afternoon on AM 660 AM The Answer. Just check it right there. Check in here. So, Dr. Darner, when it comes to exercise, is there a better way to exercise? Cardio, lifting weights, what do you think?
You have to define what your objective is, and then I would say yes.
Okay, so let's say we're trying to raise testosterone levels, lower blood pressure, and just get overall healthier.
The chemistry of raising your testosterone level through exercise is achieved through backing up the Krebs cycle, a chemical reaction in every cell in your body.
Okay, let's slow down for a second, because you said Krebs cycle, and the rest of us in this booth here know what the Krebs cycle is, but Johnny Citizen has never heard of the Krebs cycle, I would imagine. So let's talk real quick about what the Krebs cycle is and why it's so important.
It's a chemical reaction that's circular in appearance, if you will. It cycles the reproduction or the recharging of adenosine phosphate, which carries the energy for cellular function. You can think it of it recharges or raises the octane level of the chemicals in the cell for higher activity level.
So the Krebs cycle is what helps keep us going, gives us the energy to keep going. Then.
Right. It's our sugar cycle or a metabolic cycle, the energy of life, so to speak.
So exercise helps to boost the Krebs cycle?
It actually backs it up.
Backs it up. It, so what do you mean when you say back it up?
When we get lactic acid production, lactic acid is one of the byproducts of the Krebs cycle, and it's a responsive cycle, so it speeds up and slows down depending on how much lactic acid is available.
And the more lactic acid, the more fatigued and tired we become, and that's when we start to stop exercising.
We start to burn. That muscle, familiar muscle burn, is what backs up or overloads the Krebs cycle. That backs up the blood arginine and ornithine levels, which is the stimulating factor to the pituitary gland in the brain.
Now, arginine and ornithine are two amino acids that we need to have that have a beautiful function within the body. So
it stimulates the pituitary gland, and you start increasing gonadotropins and testosterone production in the body.
Fantastic.
And so put kind of simply, you want to feel that burn because you know at that point in time you've successfully backed up the Krebs cycle and you're getting the benefit of increasing your testosterone levels naturally.
Exactly.
As opposed to a shot in the butt.
Exactly. And that was the basis of your urban myth that you had to lift heavy weights. You don't. You have to achieve muscle burn or the production of lactic acid.
And you can achieve muscle burn by walking, mm-hmm. by running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're trying to get overall healthy, then what you were going to want to do is not just build big muscles. You want to get that heart strong, don't you?
You want to build the most important muscle.
Correct.
And build on the blood chemistries that occur with regular exercise. You need at least 10 minutes of continuous activity to get the good blood chemistry changes.
Absolutely. So there's a big difference, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this big difference on the next break. But exercising is vital. It's not just about building muscle. It's about keeping the body strong. It's about getting the right chemical balance within the body. So where you guys are listening to the DFW Healthy Living radio show brought to you by the great people at DFW Healthy Living. Please look us up on the website, dfwhealthyliving.com. You can like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is DFW Healthy Living. Dr. Darner is with Affordable Chiropractic located in Denton, Texas. He has three locations all throughout Denton. Dr. Niffy is here in Victory Chiropractic in Southlake. Dr. Christy Farrell, who could not make it today, is in Dallas at Back in Action Chiropractic. We'll be right back after these short messages.
Well, I like Christy's neck.
The all-new Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer. The Mark Davis Show.
Mark Davis Show.
Woo! Hardly time to catch our breath. As the VP debate settles into the historical rearview mirror, bam! Here we go, getting ready for a Tuesday night tilt featuring the President and Governor Romney in the town hall format. On our Monday show, we'll get everybody ready for that and see what the weekend has sprouted in terms of issues we just have to cover. Come be a part of it.
The Mark Davis Show. Weekday mornings at 7, right before Mike Gallagher at 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
People have listened to his advice for years. Now, Kenmore Ape, host of the Money Matters radio show, has been recognized by Barron's as one of the top 100 independent financial advisors in the nation. Clients that followed his advice got out before the market crash of 2008.
I'm Ken Morave. If you are retired or retiring soon and want to avoid the next bear market, attend our free retirement seminar.
If you missed the October seminar, attend November 1st. Call 800-994-0302 or register at moneymatters.net.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-0816. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay a single penny for any covered repair. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So the choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs or let Auto Assure pay them for you? If you're sick of spending your hard-earned money on car repairs, call now for your free information. 1-800-900-0816. Again, that's 1-800-900-0816. 1-800-900-0816.
The clock is ticking. There's never been a better time to donate your car than right now to Charity Motors. Charity Motors is in need of vehicles for their inventory, and you can donate to Charity Motors in one easy step at charitymotors.org. Donating to Charity Motors is different. The proceeds from the sale of your vehicle will benefit any charity, school, or church that you choose at the time you donate. And federal law allows Charity Motors to guarantee you the full fair market value tax deduction for your vehicle at the time you donate. That means you don't have to wait for your vehicle to sell to get your deduction. Donate your car or truck today, running or not, to Charity Motors. Call 972-CHARITY. As we head into fall, Charity Motors needs your car. They'll turn around and sell it at about half off to someone in the community in need of a car. So you're helping your fellow neighbor, you're getting the best tax break, and you pick the charity that receives the money from the sale of your car. Go to charitymotors.org today or call Charity Motors at 972-CHARITY and make a true difference in the community with the donation of your car today to Charity Motors.
Your company is copying software illegally. What's worse, management knows this, but continues to ignore it. You can do something about it. Report software piracy confidentially to the Business Software Alliance. Don't think that you are the one being disloyal. Your company is breaking the law. It's time to act. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may also be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org. That's nopiracy.org.
The Upholstery Shop covers everything from cushions to full boat interiors, including carpet, carpet runners, couches, and hole liners. No job is too small or too big. We use only marine vinyl and bonded polyester thread for maximum protection from UV, moisture, and mold. We can duplicate existing colors, designs, stitch patterns, and most logos. We offer everything from seat cushions, boat covers, and custom canvas enclosures. So call the Upholstery Shop right now, 972-221-6706. That's 972-221-6706.
660 AM, The Answer.
866-660-CASE-GUY is the number to call to ask your question to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for health and wellness information. Our show today is brought to you by the great people of Adventure Kids Play Care, located in Southlake, Texas, and the Boardroom Salon, who, by the way, gave me a fantastic haircut today.
Looking good, Brian.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty excited about it. So we're talking about exercise, and when it comes to exercise, there's a right and then there's a less right way of doing it. Is that about the best way to put it, Kevin? You think
so? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
So Kevin, you guys don't know this about Kevin, but he's actually a bodybuilder, and he is currently ramping up for the next season of bodybuilding.
Yes, sir. The Coleman Classic 2013.
So he's getting what we call his swole on and looking mighty big, if I may say so myself.
Well, thank you.
Added some girth to the arms, which I know guys tend to like. But the most important thing is Kevin's doing it the right way, i.e. he's not juicing.
Exactly.
He's not adding testosterone from the outside and in. He's promoting it from within.
Correct.
So one of the ways he's doing that is by exercising. And when it comes to exercising, Doug, you hit the nail on the head. The heart is the most important muscle in the body, bar none. If the heart's beating at a nice, strong rate, then the whole body's going to be stronger, and it gets a lot easier to do other things in life. So when it comes to making sure the heart stays strong, you have to do what's called, quote-unquote, cardio. You have to exercise. You have to get the heart rate elevated and sustain that elevation for a period of time, 10 plus minutes. But there's a difference between elevating it to the point where you're about to pass out. So there's a chart that you want to go by. And if you figure your maximum heart rate is the number 200. This is a rough, easy way of doing it without having to get all super fancy and spend a bunch of money, and you're going to be right in the same ballpark anyway. But to find your max heart rate, you take 220, and then you subtract your age. So somebody who's 20 years old is going to have a max heart rate of 200 beats per minute. Somebody who's 40 years old is going to have a max heart rate of 180 beats per minute.
And Methuselah had a maximum heart rate of negative 700 or something like
that. Yeah, there's a...
an exception to the rule.
There is a few exceptions to the rule. So if you get to live into 120, we may have to talk a little bit there. So now, but for the vast majority of us who are just trying to exercise, we're not in the hit the century mark yet. So what you then want to do is take 75% of your max heart rate, and that will be the as high as you want your heart rate to go. And then you want to keep your heart rate elevated at that level for 10, 15 minutes, and you're going to be getting a nice cardiovascular workout. So it's not just jumping on a treadmill, climbing on an exercise bike, or using an elliptical machine and going and going and going until you work up a big sweat. You have to do it logically, which means you don't want to try and overdo it. Because once you start stressing out the heart, you're not necessarily making it any stronger. You're then going to start stressing out the heart.
You also don't want to short-circuit the process by artificially raising your heart rate by drinking a Red Bull or one of these other energy drinks right before you jump on that treadmill.
Bingo.
That's very dangerous.
And that's the underlying – that's one of behind the scenes, the hidden causes of a lot of problems are these energy drinks or even the caffeines, the coffees, where you spike your heart rate and then you're already well above where you should be when you start exercising. And then you start exercising on top of that and your heart rate gets way too high. And that brings forth a whole bunch of different problems.
I have not looked at this closely, but I have read some of the ingredient lists on the energy drinks and don't have a clue what some of that stuff is in those drinks. I'm going to look at that. I'd like to bring that back to our next show and talk more about what – I don't even know what the mechanism of action is on some of these chemicals, whether it's central nervous system stimulation, direct heart stimulation. I'm not sure. Dougie, do you know anything about that?
I don't. I mean, most of them are packed full of either caffeine or some derivative of ephedrine or the combination thereof.
And the other thing they do is they have a lot of sugars in them.
A ton of sugar.
And – there are a lot of different chemicals in there, but the vast majority of those chemicals are preservative-type chemicals so that it doesn't gum up inside the can or inside the bottle, and so it stays on the shelf for an extended period of time.
And, y'all know how much Brian and I love South Lake Carroll football, but I had a very serious discussion with the football coaches about steroids versus these energy drinks, and I said, you could test the whole football team if you wanted to, and you might find four or five kids that are on steroids, and that's not a good thing. But what you're also going to find is 40 or 50 that before every single practice you have, they're drinking a big Red Bull or they're drinking a big Monster, and that's far more dangerous. That's where you get people just falling dead of a heart attack on the middle of a football field.
Absolutely. One of the most common misconceptions is that you need to get ramped up and really mentally energized and get your heart rate going before a workout, and that's not true. What you need to do is warm up. That's the mental aspect, is you slowly start going up and up and up in heart rate over time. You don't just down an energy drink and start heading out to practice. That's what causes a lot of these problems. That's why there are so many different people having heart problems and passing out in these summer workouts or during these spring workouts when it's really hot and we have all these kids that are inadvertently having stroking out and having their heart fail on them.
The incidences have gone up, and if you talk to the Obama administration, they'll tell you it's global warming. It's hotter out there in the summer, and you're not adapting as quickly. But I really think that there's a correlation between the incidences going up and these summer workout deaths and the everybody drinking these energy drinks.
Absolutely. So when it comes to exercise, we've got to get our heart rate up, but we have to do it wisely. There are a couple of different zones of health, and when you start exercising, all exercise is going to have benefits to it. But if you're exercising incorrectly, you could be spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere. Let's see, for example, if you're exercising and you're redlining your heart and the heart rate is way too high, you can't sustain that for a long period of time. And you're not going to get the type of benefits long term, so it's going to lead you to not want to exercise anymore. If you're redlining your heart rate's too high, it's also going to cause you to not be able to recover as quickly. And recovery is key to any workout, being able to recover and go to work the next day, function like you want to function, have the strength and the stamina to work out again the next day. And if you're redlining your heart rate, if you're not paying attention to your heart rate, you're going to inadvertently cause more stress on the body, and that's going to decrease your ability to make goals or to progress, make the progress you want to make.
Or more likely what happens is you quit working out. People who do these exercises where they redline their heart rate too quickly, they don't ever maintain their exercise routine. They just quit.
That's exactly right.
So I want to bring in something here that we haven't really got to yet. We've talked about good testosterone, high testosterone levels, reduced estrogen dominance levels. As we get older, we have a natural decline in the production of testosterone. We have activity levels on the decline, liver function on the decline. We can tip the scales a little bit here to our favor by taking a good nutritional supplement like DHEA. DHEA in low doses is a testosterone precursor that your body can convert easily into testosterone when present. And this goes for women too. Women have testosterone. They just have it in much reduced levels than males. So DHEA supplementation, 25 milligrams for women, up to 75 milligrams daily for men, will tip the testosterone scale in your favor.
Well, there's also an herb called tribulus. The tribulus herb is the precursor for the DHEA as well. So you can take the tribulus herb, and men can take it, and it'll trigger the release and the production of testosterone. And it's biphasic, so women can take the tribulus herb, and it does the exact opposite. It produces the estrogen, helps to produce the estrogen.
And the downside to both of those is your liver still has to clean out the unused portion of the herb or the DHEA. So it can be a little bit adrenal fatiguing and a little bit liver toxic.
Absolutely. So you want to make sure. And that's where eating a healthy diet, drinking nice fresh water is so very important. So you guys are listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, brought to you by DFWHealthyLiving.com, where some very principled chiropractors are out there trying to help you live a healthy life. Doctors like Dr. Mark Darner of Affordable Chiropractic, myself, Dr. Nymphius of Victory Chiropractic in Southlake, Dr. Christy Farrell of Back to Health Chiropractic located in Dallas. Please check us out on the website. You can like us on Facebook. We're here to help you live a healthy lifestyle. We want you, your friends, your family to understand that you can live a healthy life. We've got one more segment after the break. Please stay tuned, and we will be right back.
All right. I'm a betting man today.
Six sixty AM, The Answer, an iHeartRadio station. 660AMTheAnswer.com.
Your home should be a safe place, but there could be a silent killer that you may not be aware of. Carbon monoxide detectors often do not sound the alarm until levels are dangerously high and potentially deadly. Scary, isn't it? Furnaces can release poisonous carbon monoxide gas into your home's air supply. Thompson's Cooling and Heating helps you eliminate your risk for carbon monoxide poisoning with the $79 carbon monoxide check. Thompson's looks inside your gas furnace with an infrared camera to detect unseen cracks and records it for your documentation. Call Thompson's Cooling and Heating now for your $79 carbon monoxide and heat exchanger test for your gas furnace. 817-560-4300. That's 817-560-4300. Or find them at thompsonscooling.com. Call Thompson's today for your carbon monoxide check for $79. It's much better for you to be safe than sorry. 817-560-4300.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-900-2870 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-900-2870 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-900-2870.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-381-5922. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime?
After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-381-5922. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-381-5922. That's 1-800-381-5922.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-979-4336 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-4336, 1-800-979-4336, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The all-new Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
DFW Healthy Living continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for health and wellness information. Brought to you by DFWHealthyLiving.com and the great chiropractors that are associated with that website. Because across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, there are some good chiropractors, but then there are some great chiropractors. And here at DFWHealthyLiving.com, we have some of the greatest chiropractors that are here to try and help you with your overall health and wellness needs. Now, Dr. Christy Farrell couldn't be with us, but this is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus of Victory Chiropractic, Dr. Mark Darner of Affordable Chiropractic in Denton. You guys have three locations in Denton, which is awesome. So you're really helping as many folks as possible.
We also want to remind the listeners we're still continuing our new patient examination and first treatment for $12.95. If you've not tried chiropractic and seen what it can do for you, come into one of our clinics, and I think, Dr. Nymphaeus, you're running the special at your clinic as well. Come see what chiropractic can do and what life-changing events might be in store for you.
Absolutely. And if you could, you know, like us on Facebook. Go to the website. We've got we can send you some emails. We've got all kinds of good content. We're on Twitter. We're all over the place. So, you know, feel free to get as much information as possible. And if you could, you know, tell your friends and family members about the radio show and let them get plugged in as well if they've got health and wellness questions.
We need to mention one of our sponsors as well. Phoenix Company Credit Repair is doing a special for our radio listeners. First month is free. See what Credit Repair can do for your credit score if you're looking for a mortgage or a car. Call Phoenix Company Credit Repair at 214-227-9644.
And the other thing, that this show is a live call-in show. So if you guys have any questions, please give us a call at 866-660-5759, 866-660-5759. We'll get your questions answered. On a regular basis, we get a phone caller by the name of Joe who calls in about this time. And so, Joe, if you're out there and you have any questions, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this particular topic.
We always love to hear from you, Joe.
Now, we're talking about staying healthy, and we're talking about men and men's health. Because when it comes to health, men tend to not pay attention. And we don't do things. We're busy at work. We're ignoring it. And then it becomes a full-on problem. And there are so many problems that can be prevented by diet and exercise. But most of us are not doing those two on a regular basis. And if we're doing them, we're not doing them often enough. And one of the things that's very important is that most of us realize that our lack of proper nutrition causes a lot of what we suffer from. Heart disease, cancers, diabetes, these things are driven by nutrition.
Being lethargic. If you're not feeling your body correctly, you're going to be tired.
Absolutely. And so then it makes a lot of sense that the answer to these deadly problems is changing the lifestyle, adding in some exercise, and eating the right foods. And when it comes to just the in common thought out there is that we're not doing those things. We're looking for a pill. We're looking for the easy way out. We're trying to ignore things so that we don't have to think about it. And that's not how we were designed to do. We are men. We were designed to be active. We were designed to be out there and doing things. Now I want to get to line one. We've got a caller on line one. Joe, welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show.
Dr. Nymphius, I heard the shout out. I had to respond, man.
I love it. Thank you.
What's going on, Doug?
Oh, same old, Joe. Always good to hear from you, man.
Hey, good to hear from you, Joe.
Hey, man. And guess what was your name, sir?
Dr. Mark Darner.
Dr. Mark Darner. I've heard you on there before. I believe you were on with a young lady, right?
Yes, sir.
Great. Dr. Nymphius, I got a question for you. You know, you hear about all this testosterone. Man, that stuff worries me, first off. I kind of like my own testosterone and just doing it my own natural way. But I know that you can, you know, go to other sources. Where do they get this? What kind of testosterone are we talking about? What is, you know, does it come from a horse, a pig? Hopefully it's not like the Soylent Green. Remember the Soylent Green? It's people.
Okay.
Where
Joe,
do we get this testosterone? What kind are we talking about?
Joe, that's a great question. And, you know, I think Dr. Darner and Kevin could probably answer this question a little bit better than myself. So Kevin, where do you think a lot of the testosterone, they're getting the testosterone from?
Well, it's a synthetic form of testosterone, and there's different kinds. And I'm not too familiar with each exact kind. Dr. Darner will have to help me out there. But it's not from any living source. It's synthetically made in a laboratory.
And then there's also the bacteria growing testosterone. So you can have extracts that are purified from bacterial strains. Or, again, it's just a chemical petri dish cocktail.
So now I'm going to – Joe, hold on. I'm gonna add to your question for a second there, because this is something that it's not in my wheelhouse. I don't even think about it. I would never think about doing or utilizing outside sources of testosterone. So if it's a chemical creation, so to speak, a synthetic chemical creation – that tends to lead me to believe it's going to do a whole lot more harm than good.
There is going to be a point where you may consider it as you get on in years. The use of testosterone, growth hormones, and insulins for life extension and hormone maintenance when we get into our 60s, 70s, 80s is fairly common.
Yeah, I've heard so many drawbacks on it. As you get older, the reason we decrease our natural testosterone is because actually it helps us when it comes to our prostate as far as avoiding certain cancers. Is that not true?
No, that is true.
Yeah. So, you know, I think what we may need to do is we should probably get some, you know, there are a lot of testosterone boosting clinics out there. Maybe we should try to find one, bring them in studio, and talk to them about it.
That'd be a great idea. That'd be a great show.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to do that.
Point, counterpoint.
It's Men's Health Month, so we're going to try and get a testosterone boosting center in studio with us. Joe, thank you so much for the call.
Listen, that would be great. And also, I hope sometime you'll get a dentist on just of all of the problems that dental problems can cause.
Yeah, well, let's find a good natural dentist to come on.
Thanks, guys. Great show.
Thank you, Joe. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call. We've got only a few short minutes before we end this. Gosh, it's already been almost an hour already. So we're talking about health and wellness. And when it comes to health and wellness, diet and exercise is very, very important. Eating the proper foods is very important. And most of us just aren't doing that. And I think a lot of us aren't doing it because of habit. Doug, what do you think about that? Do you think it's just purely a habit? We're out of the habit?
I think it's a combination of habit and convenience. I mean, it does take a little more effort to eat healthy than it does to swing through the drive-thru at McDonald's. And you know, we are a busy society. We make ourselves out to be busier than we really are. And the convenience factor, I think, has contributed greatly to the fact that we don't eat properly. And the two parent working household has done the same. There's not, like when I was growing up, 9 households out of 10, mom was home, you know, cleaning the house and fixing healthy meals for us. And now mom has to be in the workforce 60 hours a week as well. And so what you inevitably end up doing is eating at, you know, Chick-fil-A or McDonald's or what have you.
Yeah. So I also think along with that is a lack of fundamental education of how bad fast foods are and where to find healthy foods. Dr. Darner, would you agree?
Yeah, water-rich foods that are organic. You don't have the pesticide preservative load on your liver, It maintenances your liver for every important energy function and estrogen clearing activity. High testosterone, eat clean food.
Absolutely. Same thing with a non-hormonal grass-fed cows versus hormone cows from giant farms that the cows are sick and pumped up with hormones and steroids.
I have a friend who was actually my mentor in training me for acupuncture. He basically said, if you don't eat animals bigger than yourself and you don't drink milk, you're going to live a long life.
Unless, of course, your milk is fresh from a place like Circle N Dairy Farms up north or just west of Gainesville and Lindsay. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to email us. You can find our email address at dfwhealthyliving.com. Kevin, Doug, Dr. Donner, thank you so much for joining us. Everybody out there in the Dallas-Fort Worth listening area, thank you so much for listening. It's been our pleasure, and we will be back next week at 4 p.m. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to DFW Healthy Living with Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinical Director for Victory Chiropractic in Southlake, Texas. Comments given by our guests are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only. Seek a medical professional for answers to your specific questions. Visit victorychiropractic.com to listen to previous broadcasts. Listen every Saturday at 4 p.m. to DFW Healthy Living here on 660 AM, The Answer.
The Answer.
If your upholstery or mattresses need cleaning, Dowerth does it. If your wood floors need cleaning, Dowerth does it. If your tile and grout need a good scrubbing, Dowerth does it. If your stone countertops need polishing, Dowerth does it. Dirty air ducts deserve some attention, Dowerth does it. If your floor needs replacing, Dowerth does that too. If you thought Dowerth was just about carpet cleaning, well, think again. We do more than you think. With so many ways to improve the beauty, health, and comfort of your home, make Dowerth your home's helping hand. With over 35 years in business, 7 consecutive Consumer Choice Awards, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can rest assured Dowerth does it and does it right. This week, get $50 off any Dowerth service when you purchase $199 or more. Set an appointment right now at Dowerth.com or
call 267-8433 because the next best thing to do is Dowerth Clean.
How would you like to hold what would have been the most magnificent coin ever produced? A legendary treasure thought lost for all time. Because in a startling announcement, the New York Mint is releasing a limited quantity of massive $100 silver unions to the public. The coin that never was. The $100 silver union was first proposed in 1876 by George T. Morgan, designer of the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. But this masterful design was thought lost forever, until detailed sketches of the proof were discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. This spectacular, never-before-seen piece of American coin history